For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Pakistan is an area somewhat forgotten in the wake of this year's natural disasters. International AIDS President Miles Fish says they're doing everything they can to respond to the desperate needs in the earthquake zone.
Even though Pakistan did not get as much attention in the press, there have been 80,000 fatalities and there are still thousands of people that are trying to survive in very cold winter conditions in the mountains of Pakistan.
Fish asks for prayer that they would continue meeting physical needs and having opportunities to build the kind of relationships that would enable them to share their faith in Christ. Next, India lost more than 16,000 people to the tsunami a year ago as villages were wiped out along its southern coast. Mission India's Dave Straver says they've invested in vocational training through job skills and literacy. There are now about 15,000 people in their classes. The upshot is that because of the testimony of their teams, people have felt the living gospel. The end result, Straver says, is that
our partners in the area are confident that there will be a new church started in every single village that was affected by the tsunami. And several dozen of those churches have already been begun through our work, and we're expecting upwards of 5,000 baptisms.
Finally, it's a unique way to share the hope of the gospel, but WideNet International Ministries will be hosting business and technology conferences throughout Venezuela in March. WideNet works alongside the local church to reach professionals and train local believers to do follow-up ministry that'll lead many conference attendees to faith in Christ. They anticipate more than 1,000 people will attend their workshops, and they need donations of used laptop computers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.